in the Andy Caldwell Show. We've got a little bit of everything for you today. But first up, it's my pleasure to welcome Donald Mann. Donald has a bachelor's in chemistry, a master's in science education from East Carolina University. He's worked in at the corporate level. He was the general manager, the GM of Olin Corp. He was a senior VP at MBNA, and he was also a vice president at Bank of America. He has written a book called Okay, God, Now What? Donald Mann, welcome to the show.
Hey, Andy, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing good. Well, thank you for being with us. So tell me, you got a science background in regard to your education. You have a corporate background with regard to your employment, but you've written a book, basically about spiritual truth. How did you make that transition?
Okay, well, I guess one of the first ways is that through most of my life, I've also been involved in Christian ministry. And I've always looked for the connection between business, which is part of life, and, of course, God, who is the ruler of all life. And as I sought for that connection and started seeing that comes together, at first, I really didn't even relate much to how God was related to science or to engineering or business. And then over time, I started to realize that, hey, he's the creator of everything, so he's got to be involved. Then I started discovering scriptures that talk about that. And then I got into a whole lot of very interesting business situations that literally drove me to my knees. That's sort of what started it.
And what is the purpose of and the theme of the book?
Okay, the purpose and the theme of the book is twofold. One, the book is for two kinds of people. One is someone who's in trouble right now and they need some help. And they decided they're going to turn to the Lord and see what they can get answers for. The other is those who want to improve their lives, who want to make a better, bigger difference, want to see better things in their lives. One of the expressions I've learned to use is those people who don't want to leave anything on the table that God has provided for them.
I heard an interesting anecdote the other day. W.C. Fields, I mean, some people remember him, mm-hmm. I do, but I'm in. Anyway, he's made a movie in our region way, way back when, and he was, a lot of people believe that the on-screen and off-screen W.C. Fields, there wasn't much of a difference, and he was kind of a womanizer and a carouser and all this sort of stuff, and it said that when he was, on his deathbed, a friend came in and he was reading the Bible, and his friend said, "Don't tell me you got religion." And W.C. Fields, in his inimitable style, said, "Nope, just looking for loopholes." And here's the thing. I'm going to ask you, this is a hard question, all right?
Okay.
There's some people that, let's say they're not a quote-unquote believer, and they're not even searching for faith, but they are searching for quote-unquote wisdom. Is there a danger, in a sense, for people to glean wisdom, i.e., like, let's say they're going through a buffet and they only take the things they want and they're missing the main course?
Well, that's always a danger in the respect of, even if you're a person in a family, you've got a wife like myself, a husband, father, wife, and children, and I'm so busy with the things I think's important that I forget my children entirely. And it's not until later that I recognize that I've made a big mistake. So is the things available for there? Sure, absolutely. God is 100% equal opportunity for everything and anything all the time. He is the greatest supporter and admirer of you because he created you. You're his prime object for your time, place, location, and relationships you're in right now. Now, can everybody take all what's in the table right away? No. Can you get to it over time? I believe it's possible.
So give us some examples of some of these things. How and I don't know if you want to call them proverbs how you want to describe them, the lessons, the insights. Why don't you give us some examples of how some of these principles in Scripture could help people, for instance, weather this economic crisis we're in?
Okay, well, one of the things that, just to step back for a minute, for me, this all started for me when I was in corporate headquarters, and I was assigned to go turn around a plant that the message was, if you don't turn this plant around, we're going to sell them. Matter of fact, the condition was so bad that the other vice presidents came up to me and sort of congratulated me and asking me what my future address was going to be. They're kind of like painting my tombstone. This is the graveyard assignment. Better men than you have been sent there, and they failed, which was a real great send-off for somebody, right?
Right.
And so what I ended up doing was I went there to do it. The long and the short is that with those same group of people, this was a technical problem, highly technical, advanced technology issues, and I was told I could go and hire and fire anybody I wanted to. The only problem was the issues were with technology, and that was the scientists and engineers there. There was nobody else on the planet who even knew anything remotely about what we were doing, so there wasn't really anybody to hire and fire. You had to turn them around. You had to change the situation. So I did the first thing that I knew how to do, as I was taught from a little child, I hit my knees. Not only because this was a job, an opportunity for me, but this was also one of the main economic providers in the town where they were located. If this town had been shut, if this business had been shut down, the town would have had a major hit in its economy. So that when it comes to what I did first was, I started to pray about it, and as I did, I spent 1 hour a day in the Bible reading it on a regular basis. And the fruit of that was that I started getting understanding about, not necessarily the big scheme of things, but like you talked about earlier, I started looking at places and pieces on the banquet table and picking out things I could relate to and I could use to help and do what I was doing. And the fruit of that was that that same group of people 6 years later produced over $500 million in business with the same people. And so that's what drove me to my knees, and that's the answer that I got from that. So in terms of any economic situation or condition, one of the great principles that's in the New Testament is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that's one of the key elements in terms of knowing the problem is not bigger than me. Well, actually, the problem can be bigger than me, but it's not bigger than God who can work through me and in me. And that if I can lean on the Lord to show me what to do and how to do it, then that's going to make all the difference for me in this situation. So I think that's how, in terms of anybody, for anything we're looking at right now, is to understand one of the things you want to avoid the minute something happens negative to you like that is to think that God isn't there for you to help you. He is there. Now, the problem we have is we don't know how to talk his language and therefore can't hear him when he speaks to us.
All right, we're going to take a break. Where's the best place to get your book?
The best place to get my book is to go to Amazon.com, and it's called Okay, God, Now What? And it's okay, two letters, Now What? And it's also available at Barnes & Noble and any other bookstore that gets fine books. They can, if they don't have it on stock, they can order it.
All right, we're going to be back. My guest, Donald Mann, he's got a background in science, education-wise, and corporate, profession-wise. He's a lay minister, and he's written a book that should help people now and also help people improve their lives. We'll be back. You're listening to the Andy Caldwell Show. Stay tuned. I'd like to welcome you back to the show. My guest, Donald Mann. Donald's an author. He's written a book called Okay, God, Now What? It's a book for two kinds of people, people that are needing help right now and people who want to improve their lives over time. He's got a background education-wise in science and a career in corporate management. And Donald, you know, one of the things here is that if you did a poll of America, 60, 70, 80% say they believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a God, maybe it's not the God that everybody else believes in, but there's a belief in a higher power. One of the things is that what you're talking about, what you have been talking about, is a lot of people's worldview believes in an ethereal God that's out there somewhere, and they'll know more about him or her, depending on their point of view, someday. You're talking about a God that's personal and a God that intervenes in people's lives and leads and guides them through their life. That requires a quote-unquote leap of faith for people to get from their typical perspective to one where their faith is an active part of their worldview and their daily situation. And my question to you is, for instance, why should people believe that there's something substantial in what you've written in terms of why they should go to the Bible in prayer?
Okay, I guess when you talk about worldview, the first thing is that most people talk about faith as if there's no results that come from your faith. They don't have any tangible things to show, hey, that worked. That was a supernatural event. God intervened and did something. So for me, the intervention of God in supernatural ways started rather early, particularly in my Christian ministry. I've seen God heal people of broken arms. I've seen babies who had teething problems and their teething pain went away. I've seen goiters disappear. I've seen blind people who can see. So my faith is not built just on the, if you will, the academic or the scholarly understandings of the Bible, but what the Bible is also a how-to manual. And in terms of, okay, this is what works, this is how you work with God to produce the results. So that when you talk about a worldview, one of the things the Scripture says is that our faith should not be built on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. And so one of the things you should be seeing, and if you're not seeing, then you need to readjust what you're doing, is seeing answers to prayer in a variety of different ways. That's what happened to me, and that's what caused me really as a scientist to start looking at things from an objective point of view, not necessarily from this position or that position, but okay, what's the evidence, what's the facts, what's happening, and where's the description of them? Turns out the description of what caused them and how they work was found in the Bible.
Well, you know, the New Testament, some people would say, could be summed up with, you know, do as to others as you would have them do unto you, i.e. loving your neighbor as yourself. What more is there to add to that?
Oh, I think that the first of all is while that's a good precept to live by, that's also a good Buddhist precept to live by. In terms of a precept or precept, that's not unusual. What's unusual is that God promises in the Scriptures that He will, as a New Testament Christian, He will actually live inside of you and help you do that. And it will help you do that to the point where you see not only natural results, but supernatural results.
So one of the things I'd like you to ask is this issue of some examples, again, of some of these affirmations or proverbs or something like this that you can leave our audience with?
Okay, one of the things that I can do for you is that those who contact me, I'll be glad to send them a copy of my top 10 powerful and awesome affirmations to get them started in what they can do to start renewing their mind or reprogramming their subconscious with these affirmations. The way you get that is to my contact. My number is 1-800-903-6625. That's 1-800-903-6625. And what I'm going to do is read right now the affirmation of this list right here. I'll read you number 4. And it goes like this: because Jesus is my Lord and Savior, I put on Jesus Christ in my thoughts, words, and actions. I put on His righteousness, I put on His holiness, I put on salvation. I have everything He has when He was raised from the dead. I am totally healed, spirit, soul, body, mind, heart, will, and emotions into His image. The chastisement of my peace was upon Jesus, the Christ of God and my only Lord. So I freely preach the gospel, heal the sick, cleanse lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, handle poisons or snakes, and walk
hey,
in
Donald,
blessing and prosperity.
I'm going to interrupt you here.
That's too long?
Well, yeah, and my show is more of a for a secular audience.
Okay.
I am a Christian, and you know, and I don't disagree with anything that you shared, but
oh, I can give you some simpler ones then.
I want some simpler ones. The way this has been portrayed to me is this is an issue of people gleaning from the Scriptures things that can help them, whether they are church going or Bible believing or not.
Okay. That's quite all right. I can read you one that fits directly to business. How's that?
Sure.
Let me start again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I have absolute. This is right now one of the affirmations from my book. It's actually on page 233, which starts off with a business-oriented affirmation. Of course, it relies on God. It starts off with, I have absolute certainty about my ability from, by, and with God to generate any amount of income I choose in godly obedience. God is my rock, and by Him I do I trust. I live in God's favor. God consistently sends all the right people to help me and grow my life and faith in God and businesses. I'm a brilliant and savvy businessman. I have everything it takes right now to grow each of my companies to a billion-dollar company. That's the kind of affirmations that are in the book that would fit particularly anybody in any kind of business in any area.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for being with us. And again, the name of the book is Okay, God, Now What? The author, Donald Mann. Donald, thank you for being with us today.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. We'll be back. You're listening to The Andy Caldwell Show.